Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas, my guide, my teacher on cricket. I'm beginning to understand a little bit, although the jargon escapes me. However, I can understand miracles. Jeremy informed me some 24 hours ago that Australia was playing New Zealand tonight, meaning his night, and that it was going to be a close game and Australia was down in the standings but still doing representatively well for the World Championship. I couldn't bear to look up the score. Jeremy and I are more than 12 hours apart, so I looked at the London papers. I saw that New Zealand had won the World Championship of Rugby. Congratulations. And I just wasn't going to go any further because I didn't want to hear how Australia lost. That meant when I was talking to Jeremy later, he'd be mute because Australia lost. Then I contacted Jeremy and I said, tell me who won. Jeremy, who won?
Well, John, against all odds, we won. Australia won against New Zealand. And when I say won, we barely won by the skin of our teeth. And this is another fantastic part of cricket insofar as we had two closely matched teams, it turns out, in the end. And Australia won by only 5 runs in the whole game. And normally in cricket, you tend to, if you're going to win, you win by maybe 50 or 60 runs, or you win by 4 or 5 wickets. So you didn't get 4 or 5, or you got 4 or 5 people out less than the other team, but 5 runs. And this is probably the most astonishing part about it, was that New Zealand, up until just a week ago, was a contender for the top spot in the series. So they're expected to take out the entire series. And Australia was considered to be in the bottom 3. So the fact that 2 weeks has made all the difference right now, and honestly, we managed to win, you know, against New Zealand by 5 runs, means that right now, John, in the standings, we, New Zealand is number 3, we are number 4, we both have 4 wins, 2 losses, and the only reason New Zealand is number 3 is because there's basically a technical statistics called a run rate average, which means that New Zealand scores runs slightly faster than Australia has during the games in this series. So really, we are some of the closest matched teams right now going into the semifinals. But the thing is, John, we're actually at the top of the ladder. We are at the top there. We're going to be in the semifinals, so it's going to be at least Australia, New Zealand playing it off for the big league.
The semifinals are the top 4 teams?
That's correct. It'll be the top 4 teams, and what will happen is the top 4 will play off against each other, and then it will be the ones that score the most at the end of, I believe it's a 4-game series. They will be the ones that play in the finals. So we are still in with a chance, which is incredible, because literally going into this whole series, nobody thought Australia had a chance. And the ironic thing is that a lot of people thought that after the Ashes defeat, England were going to come back very strong. But the ironic thing now is that England is actually at the bottom of the ladder. So what was going to be a strong team that we thought we'd have problems with is now completely fallen off. And suddenly we've just propelled ourselves to the top.
All right, I'm going to read a paragraph from the Guardian coverage. This is Guardian Britain, about the match. And I believe here we have a lot of jargon that I'm not confident of. Neesham, that's a player, was made to pay as he attempted to scramble back for a second run after hitting Stark's penultimate delivery to deep mid-wicket, run out by Josh Inglis at the striker's end. From there, Australia went home, the paceman Lockie Ferguson unable to hit the 6 required off the final ball. What did I just read?
Well, basically what had happened was in the previous over, Australia had actually been run out. And when I say run out, it wasn't actually the batter at the end that was receiving the ball. It was actually the batter that was at the other end where the bowler is waiting the run down the other end. And what happened was a ball had gone past the runner. The batter's tried to run and get an extra sneaky run, I guess you could say. But the English side managed to get the ball, throw it at the wickets at the other end from where the batter is, and got one of our non-batting members that were on the field out. So basically the person that was just going to run into bat, he got out because he couldn't get back to the wicket quick enough. And then after that, basically, Australia couldn't hit the six they needed to really lock in the game at that point because Stark was just bowling too well. And effectively, he was just on top of his game is what it was saying. So we got out for a silly reason. Then Stark, you know, was having a great part of the game right there, and we were struck.
And, Jeremy, everything about that paragraph suggests you're going to lose, right? All right? New Zealand's doing very well. Yes. What happened? Did New Zealand collapse?
Well, this is the amazing thing. It wasn't that they collapsed. It's just that then we edged back because then the overs after that, what happened was New Zealand tried to get a little bit tricky and they figured that our Australian batters that came in after that incident were very strong. So they started to do what's called bowling wide. So you bowl the ball to the extremities of the pitch left and right to make the batter actually do some weird swings, basically have to move their bodies to try and get the ball. And when that happens, often what happens with a cricket ball being so heavy, the ball will go into positions where it's easily caught or basically you won't be able to score runs off it. But the problem was that when New Zealand actually bowled wide on one of the balls, the ball was so wide that the wicketkeeper, the English wicketkeeper behind the wickets, couldn't catch the ball. They couldn't reach out far enough. So the ball went past them, which meant for Australia, they could actually run, and run they did. So they managed to get an extra sneaky run, which in professional cricket is very rare, and that actually put them just within that victory range. And then very shortly after that, they managed to get four more runs, which sealed the deal. They won by 5 runs. So it was New Zealand, a strategy that basically went awry there. So I wouldn't say it was a collapse. It was just a very misplaced ball, but we got a little bit lucky, but honestly, John, I think if we didn't win because of that, we were probably going to win just by the sheer fact that we had two very strong batters in those last moments at exactly the right time. But it was still close, 5 runs. That's basically a tie in cricket.
All right, the World Championship is underway. India is by far the favorite to win, and it's in the first position. It's undefeated. The surprise so far, I believe, it's South Africa, right? It's only lost one match. And then comes Jeremy's Australia and New Zealand's team, the Kiwis. So those are the top four teams now. And do you play India again? Have you seen your schedule, Jeremy?
We should be, yes. We should play India and South Africa again very soon. I'm not sure if it's the next one, but we'll definitely play them at least one more time.
So what we have is some days to go, and what I'm learning from Australia cricket watching is that Australia has this extra player called luck. You might have noted that something happened at Ashes. They were going along very well, and then England got very strong, and there was disputes about how people were being bad sports, and all of a sudden Australia was in very, very a very deep place, going to lose, and then they tied it without playing particularly well. Before that, the Ashes series, Australia won everything. So there's something lucky about your squad. Do people talk about that?
They do. They're calling it very uncanny because the Ashes, we really only won because of a rain delay. It was technically the weather was on our side, and it was a technicality with how the English then played that allowed us to win that. In this situation too, we, on our first game, I don't know if you remember, John, it was, we played terribly. We dropped 5 catches in a row. We couldn't get our batters to get runs on the board or anything. We were just horrible. But now, suddenly, we're at the top. It is purely, there's something in the mix right now that's in Australia's favour, and it is called luck. But how far we can take it, hopefully we can take it further. But as they always say, luck does run out. So I'm holding on with white knuckles right now, waiting to see what happens next. But I'm hoping the luck holds out.
Because I know New Zealand's listening, I want to speak well of New Zealand doing extremely well and being the world champion rugby players in a close match. I understand rugby much less than I understand cricket, and I'm struggling with the cricket language thing. But Jeremy Zakas is guiding me through a World Championship match. Right now, New Zealand is 4-2. Australia's 4-2. New Zealand's nominally ahead because of some incredible metric that these cricket players can all figure in their heads about who did what in certain overs. Jeremy will explain that again in another day. It's just that they're in the top four. Australia and South Africa are ahead of them with many games to go. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, a continent in a flame dance right now with months to go till the peak season. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.